from KQED.
Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. If you're a foodie, you probably got at least one cookbook for Christmas or the general holiday season. Not to encourage an ungrateful attitude, but if you went digging for the return slip and the wrapping, the California Report is here to help. We've dialed up Evan Kleiman, who hosts the show Good Food on KCRW in Santa Monica. Thank you for joining us.
I'm so happy to be with you, Rachel.
I thought we might do this Oscar style with categories, to start with the impossible for mere mortals to cook from category.
Yes, that was a very large category this year. But if we take it down to just California, there are actually two: Daniel Patterson's Qua and David Kinch's Manresa. They are pretty impossible for mere mortals to cook from. However, they are both wonderful reads. You get to see really inside the mind of a very skilled technical chef who also has some things to say about California. Both of them are really touched by the landscape and the people. And there are recipes here and there in each book that the home cook can embrace to sort of pull your cooking up a notch.
So speaking about the home cook, how about a book the rest of us can actually use?
Suzanne Goen's AOC book, which is a new one out this year, is fantastic. Her food on the plate tends to seem very, very simple until you put it in your mouth. And then you understand there is an underpinning of technique and layering of flavor that is quite skilled. And she shares all of that with you in the book. It's not dumbed down at all. There's also from David Tanis, who I like to think of as an honorary Californian, even though he's writing for the New York Times these days. His new book is One Good Dish, which is just a great, if you shop at the farmers markets, this is a great book for you. Also, Alice Waters has a new book out, The Art of Simple Food, too. So if you're an Alician, then you might want to add this to your collection. And of course, in honor of Judy Rogers, who recently died, her Zuni Cafe cookbook is really one that should be in every home cook's library. It's filled with technique, absolute breathtaking detail. If you follow her recipes, you will learn so much.
I just made her signature roast chicken, and it was amazing how easy it was and how fabulous it was.
Yeah, it's just very specific. She gets very specific. Do this, and this will happen. What could be better?
So what do you have for the serious baking category?
Well, I think the one that's at the top of my list is Chad Robertson's Tartine No. 3. This time he's focusing majorly on breads from Northern Europe. So he's using a lot of rye, barley. It's really a wonderful book because it takes his whole technique, which yields just some of the best bread ever, and moves it into a more interesting category for flavor. And he profiles some really great bakers from Scandinavian countries, from Germany. It's a really interesting book. I just got it. I can't wait to cook from it.
And, of course, we can't leave out the Know Your Food History category.
Well, that is definitely Joyce Goldstein's California Food Revolution. I mean, if you live here and you eat, you should know how this evolved. And her book is the fruit of many years of research. It takes us through how, quote, California cuisine began, who the characters were, and now how it's percolated through different lineages throughout the country.
And last but not least, in the chef autobiography category?
Well, that's a no-brainer. That has to be Roy Choi's L.A. Sun. It's an emotional, occasionally expletive-driven ride-along with the famed Kogi founder. He is so much more than a truck. He's a chef that's been quiet for so long, it's hard to understand how impossibly articulate he has turned out to be now. It's a wonderful read. Really, really wonderful read.
And it sounds like you've coined a phrase he could put on a t-shirt. Roy Choi, so much more than a truck. Evan Kleiman, thank you so much for talking with us.
Oh, it's always a pleasure, Rachel. Thank you for having me.
Evan Kleiman hosts the show Good Food on KCRW in Santa Monica. We've got a link to her blog, as well as links to all the books she just mentioned. You'll find everything at our website, californiareport.org. A new year is a good time to start fresh. a group of students in Fresno sees 2014 as the year to remake their city's image. They've launched a video project featuring locals saying positive things about Fresno in 53 different languages. The California Report Central Valley Bureau Chief Sasha Coca has more.
What do you think of when you think of Fresno?
You may know Fresno's the raisin capital of the world, but watch this 8-minute video and you'll get a different understanding of how the city's agricultural base has beckoned a variety of immigrant communities. In Fresno, it's not unusual to hear languages ranging from Mixteco to Laotian.
We're here to tell you
about the real Fresno.
In the video, each speaker recites a different fact about Fresno in a different language. Here's an Armenian young woman. She says that the hip-hop dance style popping originated in Fresno in the 1970s. Someone else chimes in that Fresno State is the first university with its own award-winning commercial winery. And in Punjabi, we hear that there's a lot more to Fresno than you might think. The video grew out of a class at Fresno State, where Punjabi-speaking student Gary Sahota looked around at his classmates assigned to a group project.
I was like, hey, you know, all of us speak different languages, so this is diverse just within our group. Imagine how diverse Fresno is.
Fresno is home to 500,000 people, but has a small town feel. The students say immigrant communities interact with each other more here than in diverse big cities like Los Angeles.
Why do we bash on Fresno when other people take pride in their cities? Why shouldn't we take pride in our own? There's a lot more to Fresno than you may give it credit for. We're one of the hidden gems of California.
The students involved in the project say they hope the city and the Chamber of Commerce will use the video to lure business to Fresno and address the region's chronically high unemployment, one of the facts they did not include in the video. For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca in Fresno.
That's the California Report for Thursday, December 26th, the production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org. URS, a global engineering and construction firm headquartered in San Francisco, providing engineering, construction, and technical support to public agencies and private companies. URS.com. And the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995.